Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host, and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, TV show, we are on social media. We are on YouTube. We are recording shows on our YouTube channel as well. And for you that live in Toronto or in the Toronto area, if you are interested in being part of the Lizzie T TV show, make sure that you email us at radio@lizt.ca, radio@lizt.ca, CA for Canada. And today we have an amazing show prepared for you today with an amazing guest. And before I bring my guest on, I just want to make sure that you do make sure that this show, it has several sponsors, and here are the sponsors.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by naturenova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
And I'm back again. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for your sponsorship. So we had the commercial for Nature Nova. We have Business on a Box. We also being sponsored by Alka Total Fitness. Alka Total Fitness tomorrow will have their grand opening. So if you're interested on losing or getting active or being part of this amazing workout, which is kickboxing, make sure you contact Alka Total Fitness. Also, we're being sponsored by Mainster, which is an amazing company that helps ladies like myself, which are very, very busy and that don't have time to organize our home. Well, they come in with products, and they will schedule everything for you, and they will make your house nice and tidy. So thank you so much for my sponsor. I need to applaud you because your sponsorship could not be possible. And today, well, the greatest news that we have for today, especially here in Toronto, Canada. Anyways, I know the States is a little bit different, our French area as well. So today was the very first day after the long weekend. Yesterday was a holiday for us. We call it Labor Day for the ones that don't know. We had our kids are starting today. I had to take my kids their very first day, and it was so emotional because they've been spending a lot of time with us throughout the summer, and now they're back out. So 2 months are over, and the kids are going back to be part of this, because I know some mothers, unfortunately, they're not able to. They have different shifts to work, or they don't have their own businesses, and it's hard for them to attend to that very first day. So I feel for those moms. So I'm very happy and honored that I'm able to do that with my kids. It was extremely hot today, so it felt like we were in somewhere in the tropics. It felt like a plus 40 with all the humidity. Some of you know that I am a jogger or runner, so I went for a jog after dropping my kids, and my goodness, I have to tell you, the heat just slowed down, and I had to go through some of the trails that are not too on the open, lots of trees to be able to cope with all the heat that is going out there. Some places in the world, I hear that my friends there in South America, they're starting to get into the spring weather. And we hear some emails and some comments saying, you know, come here because it's nice and cool. And but we will have our cool pretty soon. I mean, this is not going to last too long, and we will be here no time. The fall will be here. The winter will be here. We'll be on minus 30, and we will be complaining, I need some warm weather. So, you know, we're never happy. Also, just want to make sure that this is a radio show. So what is a radio station without music? So we will be playing some songs, and obviously today is not going to be the exception. We'll be getting a lot of submissions, a lot of MP3s from a lot of singers, and I am so forward. I'm so for playing your gospel, your music, your jazz, your reggae. Really, I have no issues supporting you with your music career. And if you would like us to play your song, very easy. Just make sure that you email us at radio@lizt.ca. It is the email, and send us your entry. Make sure it's on MP3 format, and I will be playing your music. And I think that's pretty much it for my housekeeping. I think we have mentioned our sponsors and what's going on in the news. And so make sure that you listen to us. If you're interested in listening, we would love to interact with you. And the number to call us in is 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. If you know my guest, you are welcome to call in, say hello, and participate with her. And this is a live show. As I mentioned earlier today, it is Tuesday, September the 6th. September. Can you believe that? September is here. Summer is over, as I said earlier, and we are ready for another school year. So without further ado, let me introduce you Ashley Jays. She is a singer, gorgeous singer. If you are looking on social media, I have pasted, by the way, my social media is Facebook.com/LizzieT Radio, That LizzieT Show on Twitter, That LizzieT Show on the on YouTube and Instagram, and we're everywhere. So make sure that you follow us, that you comment, and you call in us, and being part with us right now, all the way from Texas. My goodness. So let's welcome her with a wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Ashley, and welcome to the LizzieT Radio Show. How are you doing this evening? Evening, I assume it is for you as well?
Yes, it is. It's currently 5:10 in the evening afternoon. But hi, thank you so much for having me on today. I'm so blessed to be here.
Oh, my pleasure is mine. So, Ashley, let's get started. I mean, you are so young, and you have a beautiful career. You've been singing since you were 5, and you had a lot of exposure with music. But when was it that you decided to become this amazing singer? When was it that it was in your mind, this is really what I want to do?
You know, I have had this thought since I remember breathing. Since I was a little girl, it's something I've always wanted to do, but I'm one of those people where I firmly believe in a backup plan. And when I was younger, although I believed in myself and I had the belief of my family, my parents and friends, there's always that little bit of doubt. So, of course, I pursued, you know, other things, and I went through school, and it was probably it was right as I graduated high school, and I'd still been working music, and I've been doing it professionally for a while after that point. And as right as I soon approached college and I had to pick what major I was going to go into, my real thing was I knew I wanted to do music. I knew that's what I wanted to do. But the little voice in my head said, create a backup plan. And so I did my backup plan and got my bachelor's degree. And finally, while I was in school and after I graduated, is really when things started to take off and blow up for me. So I knew at that moment, right as I approached college, I was going to finish college. But after college, it was, all bets are off. I'm going to do music professionally, devote all my time to it, and then some, which I had always devoted most of my time to. But it's really, I knew then and all during college that it's the only place in the world I fit in, and it's what I want to do, and it's what I'm going to do.
So it was very early in life that you had this desire, and you knew that this was your calling. But it's interesting that how we kind of sort of doubt ourselves, and we realize we think we're not good enough, or there's maybe this is not going to work. As many artists out there, they have that doubt, or they have this uncertainty that is too much. A lot of musicians are trying, and a lot of people are doing this, and they have to give up, and they have to do plan number B. And good for you for thinking of plan number B or plan number two. Some of them, they don't even have that. And you did go to college and you did finish it, but this is really your calling. This is what you're meant to do. And you're just really awesome at it. Now, for people that are listening to us all over the world, we have over 38 countries now, thanks to the internet, thanks to Blog Talk Radio. We have a lot of people listening to us. And, what would you say your genre is for people that don't know you yet?
My genre would be pop, pop mainstream, the most poppy music you can think of, top 40 mainstream pop that you hear on all the major networks, I think would be the genre that best fits my music now. I started off in EDM, which is a little bit more electric dance music, and kind of merged my way into the top 40 mainstream era. So pop would be the most generalization of the music that I create.
And on that same segue, why pop? Is it something, who would you say that were your influences when you were, you know, you knew very young in life that you wanted to be a singer, but who would you say that influenced you to have that genre?
Oh my goodness, so many different artists. I grew up listening to a plethora of music, but I grew up on the greats like Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, the King of Pop himself, a little bit of Johnny Cash and Dolly Parton, who are also my top 10 favorites. And I grew up listening and memorizing and knowing every dance move and every note that Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears and NSYNC and Backstreet Boys have ever played. So I was genuinely part of the pop crowd growing up, and still am. And I just kind of grew up thinking, oh, I might be too old for pop. I always thought you needed to be a child when you started pop music. But it turns out that it's never too late. And pop was definitely the vocal range and gave me the stamina that I knew that I could perform. So going with pop music over any other genre, A, fits me, fits my voice and personality and my attitude, as well as my passion and the way that I construct and write and create my music.
And I think that is a great fit. Obviously, by looking at your pictures, you have the looks, you have the moves, and you have for you. Now, looking at your career, you've been doing this for a little while now, and looking at your career and seeing where it's headed, what would you consider to be one of your biggest accomplishments?
You know, I live through everything that I've done music-wise as my biggest accomplishment, just keep getting bigger and bigger. I'm so proud of every little show I've done, every smallest venue I've ever played, the small amount of the people that I've played in front of or played for. So that would be, those are all some of my biggest accomplishments, and it kind of led to the ladder that I'm at now. But I have to say that my most recent single, Daria, has been the most widely successful era in my career, the most widely mm-hmm. successful song and single I've ever released. And I've had the most fun with it, but also it's been the most honest. It's one of the most honest songs I've ever written, and it has been just such an amazing experience to watch it not only hit people's headphones and airwaves, but inspire people. I get messages all the time about how much they love my song and how much it helped them or picked them up, and I write for me and I write for everyone else, and that's my goal, is to help everybody. But when you actually get feedback on it that someone adores it or it does actually help them, it's the most rewarding. So in my opinion, when someone writes to me, and so far it's been the highest amount for this my Aww. Recent single, Daria, it has been amazing when I get the feedback that I've actually helped someone through my music. I love that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Getting feedback from the public or from your fan is obviously the best thing that it could ever happen to an artist. And for you to be able to get those kind of feedbacks, I mean, it tells you that, A, you're doing a wonderful job, and B, that everything that you've, all the work that you have put through to this is, it's worth it and good for you. And I was going to ask you my next question, but I think you answered. All of the music that you have, are they written by somebody else or in conjunction with yourself, or do you have a combination of songs that are written for you, or you write most of the songs?
You know, most of my music I write myself. I write lyrically, I compose, and, you know, I might collaborate with a producer who might put a different sound or beat behind it. But most of the time, I write my own lyrics. My very first single I ever released was called One in One. That was the only cover song I'd ever released as my own single, written by somebody else. And it was just kind of helped me to get to where I am now, kind of, you know, a soft release of who Ashley J was, and kind of put me in a really wonderful framework for EDM music, which kind of opened the door for me to pop. But for the most majority, and from that point and this point on, I plan on releasing my own music that I write constantly. But I do not hold any restrictions on releasing any covers or even collaborating with a past song and maybe, you know, keeping some portion of it and mixing it with my own lyrics.
And on that note, where do you get your inspiration, Ashley? Do you things that you've lived through your life, things that have happened to you, friends that have talked to you about their issues? Where do you get your inspiration? And I need to cut for one more word of my sponsor, and I'll be right back for you to answer that question.
Have you been looking for ways to make extra money on the internet but failed? Stop spending your days and weeks trying to find income opportunities online. You will find what you were looking for in the new book, Entrepreneur in a Box, a guide to the best ways to make money on the internet. From author Chris Mason, millions of people like you are having trouble just making ends meet. There are ways to earn extra income online. You just need to know where they are. That's where Entrepreneur in a Box comes in. Inside, you will find the best ways to make money on the internet, ways you would never find or even think of on your own. Like where to sell your old iPhone for cash. Sell those gift cards you got for Christmas or a birthday. Teachers, you can even sell your teaching materials. Learn how to put skills you have to work online or turn your clutter into cash. Entrepreneur in a Box is available on Smashwords, iTunes, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. Order your copy of Entrepreneur in a Box and start making money on the internet.
I founded Bespoke Wealth Management because I believe in providing sound, prudent investment advice with clearly defined fees, leaving your money in your investments without taking high commissions. Don't settle for expensive generic financial products created to serve firms, not clients. You deserve bespoke investments because you can't always tell a poor fit until you feel a bespoke fit.
Lizzie T. Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Hello, 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 and I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T. Radio Show. I have with me a beautiful artist, Ashley J., and she is talking with me right now all the way from beautiful Texas. She is a pop artist, and she's causing quite a bit of a commotion throughout the states. I will post a couple of her samples, and I will be playing. There is one song that I love at Daria, and I will be playing that as well right after the interview. If you have a question for me or for my beautiful guest, make sure you call us in 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. If you would like to say hello, if you know this artist, and I'm sure you do, especially for our friends right in Texas or in the States, my social media is Facebook/ Lizzie T Radio. There's a radio button right there right now, and you can click. There's a picture of beautiful Ashley, and the questions are definitely there. I'm not seeing anyone right now, but you are so welcome to call us in. And as always, you know I love interaction. So I asked Ashley a question. Where does she get her inspiration? And I'd love to hear your answer. Still there, Ashley?
I'm trying to call you, but I don't know why it won't work.
I am right here, and I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Hi there. I'm so sorry, Lizzie. Can you return the question? Can you repeat the question real quick?
Absolutely. So when you write your music, where do you get your inspiration?
So I do get my inspiration mostly from live events that have happened in my life. You know, feelings and emotions, people that I spend time with or, you know, that I have relationships with, family, friends, or even just conversations. My next single that should be releasing pretty soon is a song called Trapped. And you would think that the information behind it would be about a lover or whatnot, but the truth behind it, I actually wrote about an argument I have with my family, with my parents. So it just comes from any spur of the moment type of ordeal, but it comes from mainly of true events and things that have happened in my life.
And really, that's what our inspiration, especially for a musician, is all about, to be able to recognize things that have happened to us in life, in real life, and then put it into a beautiful song. And it's funny how people are able to identify when you're singing. They think, hey, you're singing about my ordeal. You think you're singing about my story. How does she know? And it's interesting how we're all kind of connected. And for you to write a song or for you to do a song about that, it makes it even a lot more personable, and people can identify it, and your fans are probably going to love it, love it. So, Ashley, how do you see yourself as a musician in the next year, in the next 2 years? What are your biggest goals? How do you see yourself in movies, recording more, or perhaps doing a global tour? Love to hear that answer, because it is for free. To dream is for free, and most of the time, once you say it, once it's out there, now you're accountable.
Absolutely. The sky is the limit for me and then some. I don't limit myself to anything. I would love to be in movies and TV and film and all over the radio, playing some of the biggest venues possible, collaborating with artists like Britney Spears and like Christina Aguilera, Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato, people who are really big now, sharing the stage with some of the most remarkable people that I've always loved and have always followed their careers, hopefully, you know, to build mine and further mine. So the sky is not even the limit. I like to go past that, and I hope to see myself extremely successful and keep pursuing music, which I know that I will, It's like I said, it's the only place I fit in. It's the only place I'd rather be. So that is what my goals are, hopefully to be playing the biggest venues and parading around the world, sharing my music and my thoughts and my feelings.
And I think you're such a go-getter. You have so much enthusiastic, and you know what you want, that is not going to be any trouble. You are going to definitely accomplish that. So for people that are listening to us all over the world, especially here in Canada, that love to have you here in Canada, what are the plans for tours? Are any plans for Canada? Question number one. And question number two, where can people reach you?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I love Canada. I've always liked Canada. I've been a few times, actually, but I got to see Niagara Falls a little while ago, and that was such an awesome experience. So, yes, I definitely would like to put Canada on the map. I'm currently sitting at number 6 on the indie charts all over Europe and in the UK, so I definitely see myself for people who are over there. I see myself touring in those locations, hopefully within the next year. In 2017, and all around the country here in my home country, the United States, which is Canada's best friend. I think we all hold hands together. So I'd love to see myself all around visiting everybody and coming to a town close to you, to everybody and all of your listeners, especially you too. I'd like to come and see and visit you.
Absolutely love to meet you in person. And where can people find you? Because you never know who is listening on the other side, and they're probably looking at your pictures and checking your videos and your music out, and they're thinking, maybe we should have Ashley at our stage. So where can people find you?
Well, you can find me all over online at ashleyj.net, and you can write to me and find me, and my email address should be on there, and, you know, someone will set you up with a meeting or whatnot. And then you can find me on social media like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at ashleyj_music, and also on Snapchat as ashleyj_music. To find me in person, I'm a little bit scattered all over the all over the country right now. I'm never in the same state for a few days at a time. But if you want to find me and end up having me on your show, that would definitely be the best location to find me, would be at my website, ashleyj.net.
Awesome. And if everyone, I have paste Ashley's link right on my social media, Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio. Her website is right, the radio button. There's a beautiful picture of her beautiful blonde, gorgeous eyes. And there is a picture, the link for Ashley J. And you can definitely get in contact with her. If you heard her via the Lizzie T radio show, if you mentioned, hey, I heard you at the Lizzie T radio show, hey, my job is complete. My purpose is definitely accomplished. Ashley, one of the last questions, I saw your video, and I noticed that your videos are very professionally done. They're very, you're very a good actor. How difficult it is, and I'm watching the video Daria, how difficult it is to do those videos and to act so naturally.
That is such a great question. I've never been asked that before, but I'm so glad you asked me. It is truthfully not difficult, and the only reason I say that is because when I write my songs, I write off of true experiences. I can already envision how I feel, and when I write truthfully, I know exactly how my feelings and emotions and actions are going to be when I'm on stage, when I'm in front of a live audience, when I'm on set. So being on set for this music video, I had maybe 1 or 2 days of practice, and there was no routine. There was no one standing in front of me saying, you're going to dance like this. It was just me putting raw emotion in front of the camera, how I wanted the song to be portrayed through my facial expressions and actions. So it, for me, I don't find it difficult, only because I write raw, I write truthfully and honest, and that sets me up for absolute perfection on performing the exact interpretation of how I want people to feel or react when they see how I'm performing on stage or in my videos.
Incredible. And I see you doing a lot of more acting career because it looks so easy. I know I've interviewed a lot of people that have to retape and take just one music video, because acting doesn't come natural to them. And it looks like that's not the case for you, and good for you that you're able to do those videos as incredible. Wow, kudos to you for having that another gift to do your music video. Now, for people that are listening to us all over the world again, and they're wondering, wow, I wish I can do what Ashley is doing. I wish I can be that singer that do those videos. And can you give us a couple of words of advice or maybe inspiration or something that could get that singer that is perhaps in, I don't know, in Australia, and we do have lots of Australians listening to us that love to be where you are right now. I know it's not always that easy. It seems easy because you've done the work mostly and you continue to do so. But what would you say that helps you to keep going, and for that listener that wants to do that that career as a singer and they're having difficulties, what would you say to them?
Oh, gosh, you are so complimentary. Thank you so, so much for your kind words. As far as advice or inspiration will go, I have to give credit to my family, my parents especially. First, my mom will tell you that I've always been a little actress, especially if I'm, you know, having a fit about something. She'll tell you I'm one of the best actresses in the world, to her. But it's true, she'll tell you. But as far as inspiration goes, and, you know, advice, my family has been the most supportive. And my some words of wisdom that I will never fail will be my dad, through all courses of life, you know, whether it be in school, whether it be a sport, whether it be through my career, he tells me the phrase, perseverance wins the day. Staying calm and staying the course will always help you get through to the end and your goals of where you want to be. And that is something that I will never, ever, ever put away or stop believing in. You know, just perseverance and believing in yourself is something so big. And both my parents also set us up for success by creating a plan, writing out your goals for the next 5, 10, 15, 20, 40 plus years. And I've had this written down since I was 8. When my parents first introduced this technique to me. And, you know, if you, whatever spirit you believe in, I personally believe in God, and I pray. And so I have that on my side, and just kind of walking through and believing in yourself is something so big. If you don't have the support from your family, there's always your friends. And at the end of the day, if all else fails, you have to be your own best friend. And I learned that in more ways than one, and becoming my own best friend has pushed me to be the best version of myself possible. And it's always warm and welcoming to have a dilemma and going to yourself about it and sitting and thinking and having yourself tell you the right answer deep down in your gut. So follow your gut, not your heart or your head. Follow your gut and your dreams. Dream big, and always perseverance wins the day. Stay the course.
I love it. I love it. I think I want to meet your parents, because they have done a wonderful a wonderful job with you. And really, when I hear things like that, all the work that us parents put with our kids, parents have told you, it works. Inspiration, hard work, it never kills anyone. And look at you, reaping the reward. And definitely believing in a higher being helps. It's prayer, meditation, whatever it is that you do. I mean, it can't hurt. And good for you, good for your parents for giving you this strength that comes sometimes from nowhere, and you need that word of advice that your father is telling you what he told you. It's just hard work. It's just unbelievable. So if you're listening to us right now, if you have just tuned in, you're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show right here in Canada. We have a beautiful, amazing artist with us. Go get her. She is so inspirational. If you've just tuned in and if you have not heard anything at all, don't worry. This is recorded. You will be able to play or click the play button, and you can listen to the whole thing over again. If you would like to say hello to this amazing artist, take advantage. It will be the day that you would have to definitely book 3-4 months in advance. I can still see it. The number to call us in is 347-996-3926, 396-3926. We still have a couple of more minutes before we move in into the other section of our show. And we will love to have this lady back and to tell us about her accomplishment. Definitely more things on the go and more things to come. And we are so happy and honored that we had her right here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. I will cut for one more word of my sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit NatureNova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
The Lizzie T Radio Show is brought to you by Alka Total Fitness. Cardio kickboxing classes, nutrition and cardio kickboxing, Alka's 10 free fitness secrets, increased cardio health, better stamina and energy levels, increased muscular development and tone, better flexibility, stress relief, weight loss and weight maintenance. A helpful approach to nutrition. Cardio kickboxing classes. Your way to a fun, powerful workout. Contact Alka at 34 Doncaster Avenue, hashtag 6, Thornhill, ONL3T 4S1, 416-565-4962. Book your first workout for free. AlkasTotalFitness.com.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show, North American Radio Show, and now Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know.
Hello, hello, and what? I am back. I'm back with Ashley J. My goodness, what an amazing artist. And I'm so happy, honored, and privileged to be able to have her here right at the Lizzie T Show. Thank you so much, Ashley, for being here, for participating, for sharing, and for being able to just give us good advice to the listeners, inspiration, if you can do it, right? Do you feel that this is something that is unaccomplishable? People that are listening, and I love your words of advice, but do you think that it's hard to obtain?
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I'm always having a blast with you. I think everything is hard to attain in the long run, in retrospect. You know, it's hard for people to find a job. It's hard for people to go to school. It's hard for people to finish school. But just picturing and having that final goal and picturing it in your mind, nothing is off limits. Everything that's worth having is going to be hard fighting for. And in the end, it's worth it. I firmly believe that. And I can tell you firsthand, this career of mine is still in the progress, and I fight for it every single day, whether it be no matter what I'm doing. My health is a big factor. You know, my physique is a big factor. How I look, how I act in public is a big factor. So every day I'm doing something that contributes to my career, and it's hard. It definitely is hard. Every time I want to have a brownie, I double think on, do I really need that brownie? So it's definitely hard, but it's worth it. At the end of the day, I'd give up all the brownies. Well, maybe not all the brownies, but I'd give up all the chocolate in the world for a small time being, for what I do every day, because I believe in it that much.
Well, and I noticed too that it's not just your appearance. You're the type of person that likes to have your physical, your mental, your spiritual, and obviously your vocal train. So it's very, very appearing that you have all those things worked out, and you know that you want to look good, you know that you want to sound good, and you're working towards all of those things, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I have vocal lessons 4 to 5 times a week, depending on the week and my schedule. And sometimes it's through Skype, and sometimes it's in person. I work out, you know, 2 to 3 hours every day, not with strenuous exercise, but making sure that I'm keeping up with my weight and my, you know, my physique and my looks. And I'm constantly practicing. I warm up on my own. I sing in the shower. I sing on the phone. I sing when I talk to people. But that's just my personality and quirks. I do practice my craft all the time, and I'm constantly writing. I'm that weird girl in the booth in the restaurant that you see, you know, hovering over, whispering and singing into her phone. I'm just writing a song. So I just have weird things that I do, but I'm constantly focused and driven on what's in front of me. It's my ending goal, and I'm not going to stop until I get there.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, it looks like we're running out of time, everyone. We do have to move into our next section of the show. Ashley, I want to thank you so much for sparing a couple of minutes of your busy schedule to talk to us all the way from Texas to beautiful Toronto. I want to wish you all the best in your career. You're doing amazing. Continue to do so. For you listeners that have the last question, you missed it, but you can always listen to us again. The website, it is Lizzie T Radio, and also Ashley's website is ashley.net. You're able to get all the information that you need from her website. And if you would like to say hello through me, my email is radio@lizt.ca. Thank you so much, Ashley. Any last word?
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so blessed to be here, and you asked wonderful questions, and I love being here, and I hope to be on with you again. And like you said, if you want to get in touch with me, please visit my website, ashleyj.net, or any of my social media networks at ashleyj_music. And I'm here to answer anyone's questions, so thank you so much for having me, and I hope to talk to you soon and visit you in person as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Ashley J, beautiful lady, awesome voice, and I'm so happy and honored to have her on the show. I want to thank her producer as well for arranging this for us, and this was a phenomenal show. Continuing on our show, we have our musical section, obviously. We're waiting for Ashley's song to download, which is taking forever, so we'll definitely play that for next. And first, we'll have 80 Empire as the Niagara Falls region. And this song is When I'm With You. Let's enjoy it.
Today, I just wanna lay inside forever. With you by my side, always gets me high. Don't know if you know, you make me better. And I'm gonna love you. There's no one above you.
hurt you. Baby, don't deserve you. I don't deserve you.
Yeah. affection from every angle tonight. Stage is set and the lights spark. Can't believe how lucky I am. We're swaying hard in the dark. Your smirk teases my hungry thighs. Jealous eyes have
that was the Renta Perfection for From Every Angle. And we have a couple of more songs to be played. And Dorian is next. Dorian Shawn with the song She Loves.
There she stands, brighter than the morning sun. Her shape, her hair, her face is all amazing, and where she is, that's where I wanna be. Her kiss, her touch, her sweet smile. I never knew that love would catch me until your arrow hit me and you waltzed right into my life. Whoa. She makes me want to walk a straight line, give love one more try. Heartbreak told me to never believe, and way back yonder used to love them and leave them. But now things have changed. Two kids, a house, and a golden ring. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. Is that all? She loves me. Here we are, reciting our vows of love, my joy, my heart, my all. You're still amazing, and every day you get prettier and prettier. My love, my friend, my sweet wife. I never knew that love would catch me until your arrow hit me and you right into my life. Whoa, she makes me want to walk straight line. Give love one more try. Heartbreak told me to never believe. And way back in yonder used to love them and leave them. But now things have changed. Two kids, a house, and a golden ring. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. Is that all? She loves me.
Oh,
Lizzie T Radio Show.
And that was Andrea Godin, and that was the last song for today. We will be playing, don't worry, Ashley's songs, and I'm hoping that you will be following us, you will be tweeting us, and you will be definitely be part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We'll be back soon with another show, and make it a fantastic day, everyone. Bye-bye.